I'm Todd Brommelkamp with today's KGYM Sports View. Big Ten play resumes tomorrow for the Iowa men's basketball team, and I wish I was in Philadelphia to see it, and not just for the cheesesteaks that were waiting for the team courtesy of Fran McCaffrey's brother Jack this afternoon. The Hawkeyes agreed to play Penn State at the famed Palestra, which opened in 1927 and has seen more college basketball games than any arena in the world. That includes Madison Square Garden. The setting should be fantastic as two top 25 teams take the court in front of just over 7,500 fans. That's a much bigger home court advantage than the Nittany Lions would enjoy, and that term is used very loosely at the cavernous Bryce Jordan Center in State College. Watching Penn State home games on TV often feels like a hoops game broke out inside a library. Taking on Penn State on the road hasn't always been easy, and the venue shift will make Saturday's battle all the more harder on a Hawkeye squad hit with injuries and misfortune this season. According to Fran McCaffrey, it was as simple as Penn State coach Pat Chambers asking if Iowa would be open to playing the game in Philly. It was their home game, McCaffrey said. Why not? Maybe Chambers was preying on Fran's nostalgia when he floated the idea. McCaffrey's father worked security at the Palestra and often took his sons to games. Later, as a star guard at Penn, McCaffrey played his home games in the arena. He knows exactly what he's taking his Iowa team into. Some coaches may have balked at playing a conference game in a not-so-neutral environment. After all, McCaffrey's done so in the past with non-conference games against Northern Iowa and Drake in Cedar Falls and Des Moines. It's safe to say the Hawkeyes will learn a thing or two about themselves going up against the Nittany Lions in Philly tomorrow. At the beginning of the season, very few people would have predicted the Hawks would be a top 25 team heading into this game. The same can be said for Penn State. Both teams are 1-1 in Big Ten play to date. The Hawks will be at what passes for full strength Saturday as the long conference grind resumes. How long the starters and limited bench will hold up over the next two-plus months remains to be seen. Luka Garza has been fantastic as the lone big man in a four-guard lineup. Joe Wieskamp and Connor McCaffrey have played well, and Big Ten opponents will learn Joe Toussaint's name if they haven't already. Ready or not, Big Ten play is back.